Kafala Chamed Aleph,
where we were trying to bring a proof to our question. We had a Rami Bar Chama, Barim Bar Chama. We have a tavla that has a cheskas marikama of the woman, Mukzakim Shehi Sheva. The get is written on it. And we have a question as to whether Yada Laknuye Rabala. And we dealt already what was the suffix in terms of a halachic suffix, a mitziyastika suffix, das makna suffix. And the Gemara is trying to bring rayas one way or the other. And the Gemara rejected the raya from the zaken. Perhaps the Talmud Chacham knows to be makna, but not a person in the street. Ela marava taplan and daf kafal from adalaf mehacha. Orev hayotze la'achar chitum shtaros gove minachasim b'nei chorin. Now we have a concept of an orev, and when this orev signs the shtar, the orev is mekabela himself to pay the loan. By being mekabela yourself to pay the loan, then that involves a level of da'as makna, that you take upon yourself a certain obligation. The moment we have da'as makna, that requires sefer makna, namely that the shtar belong to the arev. And in our situation, the shtar is in the hand of the malva. And so kaner'eh, the malva is makna it to the arev, so that he can be mischayev, and then the arev is makna the shtar back to the malva. That's the what Rashi explains. Gove minachasim b'nei charim. Technically, he's not gove mishabdei because there's no kol. Alma kol adam nami makne. Deho haishtara kishachasim bo ha'arev la'achar zman kfar haya masur la'malve. Vehech nichsei ha'arev hazem mishtabdim bo even the nachasim b'nei charim. Veho binon sefer makne. Ilav da'akni einia le'malve la'arev v'chasam. Namely, there had to have been a process over here of the shtar temporarily belonging to the arev, and since it's already in the hands of the malve, kind of read that there was a kinyan. That's the Gemara's raya, that if an arev knows to be makne, the malve knows to be makne, then kind of read everyone knows to be makne. So Gemara rejects that. Maybe men are more involved in the world of business, they know the din of Sefer Makna, and therefore Rav Ashi brings a different proof. Question is, why over here did the Gemara give the specific situation of Orev Hayotze La'achar Chisum Shtarot? Namely, that there are two types of Orev. One Orev is an Orev where the Malv is not willing to lend the money unless the Orev pre-arranges that he's going to be the Orev. Namely, I don't know you at all. I don't want to lend you money unless you have an arev, unless you have a guarantor to begin with. That's one type of arev. Another type of arev is that I lend you the money. However, I tell the lova, look, you know, I'm going to lend you the money, but I expect you to find an arev in the relatively near future. And then the arev comes along, achar chisum shtaros. And once one arev is sort of the condition of the loan, the other arev is the guarantee of the loan. We can come along afterwards. Both arevim have to sign the shtar. Both arevim have to put their name in the shtar. Both arevim lechora are mitchayev. So why did our Gemara specifically choose a case of arev hayotze la'achar chisum shtaros? Why did our Gemara specifically choose this arev who's a Johnny come lately who comes in at the end? Why didn't the Gemara simply say that an arev has to own the shtar? Generally, the shtar is written by the mischayev, by the lova, and so kanareh that the lova had to give it to the arev, etc. Why have to come on to the fact that we have over here an arev hayotzei la'achar chisum shtaros? What's more of a chiddush in it? Yeah, but our question isn't as to whether the arev is part and parcel of the deal. Our question is as to whether we have a hakna'ah. that in order for the Arev's hischaivus to take place, the shtar, the paper has to belong to him. That's the assumption of the sugya. Sefer Machna, anyone who's miskayev, the paper has to belong to him. When the Lova borrows, the paper has to belong to the Lova. If the Arev is going to sign, the paper has to belong to the Arev. If a Baal is giving a get, the paper has to belong to the Baal. If someone is selling a piece of land, the paper has to belong to the Mocher. Whoever is Mischayev, he's the one the paper has to belong to. So my nafkamina, whether we're dealing with a regular Arev or an Arev Ayotze Lachar Kisim Shtaros. So that's what Rashi wants to say. Rashi says over here that when the halva is still in its diapers, yitachen, the piece of paper belongs to the lova. It belongs to the lova and the arev. You know, at that point things are still very, very fluid. Masha'en kein chisum shtaros. At that point, the shtar is being given over to the malva. So clearly, in order for the arev to sign it, we have over here a kinya, namely. You know, there's one more person in the picture. It's not just a question of the lova going to the arev and says, let's buy this piece of paper together and sign it. Now the piece of paper belongs clearly to the malva, and the arev has to take it from the malva, make a kinyan on it, sign it, and give it back to the malva. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that perush, but yitachin, that there's something over here a little more conceptual. Yes?
An arev which comes before the chasimah, if it's a condition, would be describe himself as
Okay, so what Eitan raises over here is the basic nature of an Arev. How does an Arev at all enter into the picture? The Lova is the one who's borrowing the money. When you borrow money, then everyone understands you have to pay back the money. You don't need a Gzeres HaKasa for that. That's a Svara. However, is the Arev obligated to guarantee the loan based on his word? That's a Sugya in Baba Basra, on Daf Kuf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, in which the Gemara asks the question straight out. The Gemara asks the question, Minayin la'arev de mishtabed. Since when is an arev mishtabed, and the Rashbam fills us in, ba'amira ba'alma ba'lo kinyan. What did the arev do? There's no kinyan suder over here for the arev. There is no hagbah, there's no mashicha. He's not borrowing the money. It's simply because he says, you know, it's I'll be the godfather, I'll take care of the loan. Since when is that a hischaivus? What?
With
Avis, of course. The seder, but he just said it. He just said there was just an amira ba'alma, A. B, we have a problem of asmachta. That even when there is a kinyan, if it's clear that the person didn't really intend, the question is, what binds him to that particular deal? We have a machlokas, whether asmachta kanya, asmachta lo kanya. This is a question in terms of gambling, right? That one of the issues of gambling is that no one really intends to lose. And so when the person who wins takes the money, he's really like a gazlan from the one who lost. And so the Gemara asks, that maise b'chol yom da asmachta lo kanya, v'arev is mishtabed. Isn't this a case of asmachta? No Arev really, I mean, I don't know about you, Reblech, but in the 30-odd years that I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I must have signed Arevus for hundreds of people. You know, you're like a vatik. You've been around for a while. You have a tlush. You have a payslip. You can sign Arevus for other individuals to allow them to get mortgages. I never intended to pay any of these mortgages. I'm somech on the people that they're going to take care of their debts. So if one of them defaults and the bank comes to me, I can't claim asmachta, even though, but why not? Why can't I claim? I never thought that he would default. He's a rabbi, you know, he's a frum fellow, he's a teacher. What holds the arev to his ischaivus? So the Gemara answers both of these questions, kills two birds with one stone. Both of these questions, namely, A, it's a mira ba'alma. B, it's asmachta with one statement. El amar Rav Ashi, v'hahu hana'a, the kamehemen le gomar umeshaved nafshe, that we have a concept of gemirus da'as which goes beyond amira, which goes beyond asmachta. That if we have real, true, blue gemirus da'as, something which goes to the essence of the individual, in other words, he really means it. That's mechayev, even if had there been no maisa kinyan, and even in a case that otherwise would have been called asmachta. And over here, the fact that the arev now gets the honor in the community, that everyone knows, oh, you want to take a mortgage, go to Miller, he'll sign for you, right? That, you know, it's that gives you a standing in the community, a status of someone on whom people can trust. Bahu hana'a, the kamehemenlei gomar. In other words, the fact that the bank, on my signature, will lend this person $40,000, on my signature will lend this person $50,000. All I do go is go into the bank and I sign, and the bank is willing to lend the money. That's gomar meshabed nafshe. That's what the Gemara points out. Okay. The problem is as follows. That's a very, very powerful statement, and the Rambam builds a whole halacha on this statement. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, in Perek Yud Aleph, and that's in the Dinim of Asmachta, points out that Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tesvav, Hamachayev Atzmo B'Mamon Ga'acher B'lo Tanai Klal. I simply go and out of the goodness of my heart say I owe Eitan $100. Afo pi shelo haya chayev lo klum. Even though I never borrowed $100 from Eitan, the halacha is hareza chayev. Shedavar ze matonahi ve'ena asmachta. That if I say in front of two Eidim that I'm giving Eitan $100, he gets that money, ketzad. Ha'omer le'Eidim, havu lai Eidim sheni chayev l'ploni mona. O shekosev lo bishtar, hareni chayev l'chamon. Afo pi she'en sham Eidim. O shamo bifne edim hare chayev lechamona bishtar. Afo pishal amar atem edai. Hoel vo amar bishtar, hare ze kemisha amar havu lai edim, vechayev lechalem. Va afo pish shnehem modim vedim yodim shlo haya etzlo kum. There was never any previous debt. It's not as though I borrowed $100 from Eitan and now I'm coming to, you know, fess up that I owe him $100. I'm creating a hischayvus with my statement. Hare chiev atzmo. That not only in a case of arev, where I want to guarantee someone's loan, but if I go ahead and state in front of two edim or write in a shtar that I owe someone money, that's considered to be gemiras das gemura, and with that gemiras das gomar meshabed nafshe, I can't claim it was only amira, I can't claim asmachta. That's, in other words, that's binding. Okay. So the din of arev serves as a core for a hischayvus that didn't have any previous history. There was nothing that brought about this hischayvus other than the goodness of my heart. The problem is that we have a gemara in Kedushin that if a woman goes over to a man and says to that man, if you give my friend $100, I will agree to marry you, then she is mikudeshet the moment he gives the friend $100. And the Gemara says, what is the means of the kedushin? Kedushin requires kesef kedushin. There's no money going from this man to the woman. He's giving $100 to Reuven, and then Batsheva becomes his wife. How does that work? The Gemara says, midin arev. That's the concept of arev. What is the whole concept of arev? I go to a bank and say, give $50,000 to so-and-so, and I will guarantee the loan. I take upon myself the loan. That works midin arev. So also, if a woman says to the bank, you give $100 to so-and-so, and I'll marry the teller, then she is mekudeshet to the teller. But that's apples and oranges. So the Rambam understands over here that the way that arev works by a woman, this is the Rambam in Perek Hey Hilchos Ishus, the woman has to get something. So the Rambam says in Perek Hey Halacha Kaf Aleph, Ha'isha she'amra ten dinar leploni matana v'eskade shani lecha v'nosan, v'amar leharev mekudeshet li behanoas matana zo shenasati alpich, harei zo mekudeshet. Af al pishlo higia laklum. Hare nehenes biritzona shenasa v'nehene ploni biglala. The same gemiris da'as of the Gemara in Baba Basra. Namely, the same way that bahu hanoa kodekomahemnesli gomru mishabed nafshe, that same hanoa the woman has. The fact that on her word ploni got $100, she gets standing in the community, she gets hanoa, and he's mekadesh with that hanah. So that's okay. So the Rambam fits it in. And we have over here a hanah that will serve as the kesef kedushin. But the Rambam isn't the only show in town. That's not the only way of understanding how the kesef kedushin works. There is also a sheet of Tosfos, which is tremendously creative, but takes a whole different approach to the world of Arev. The Tosfos is in Baba Metzia on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Tosfos gives the following scenario. He says, V'chein bezuze, im nosan meya zuze lo'adam, shiyachzir lehekdesh meya ve'esrim. Osur, afilu mi da'oraisa nira da'osur. That if, let's say, I tell someone, look, let's make a deal. I'll give you $100, but don't pay me back. Give a gift to Hekdesh of $120, and that'll be the deal. I'll lend you $100, you give a gift to Hekdesh of $120, and then we're even Stephen. That, according to Tosis, is called ribis. Namely, he gets 100, and he's paying 120. But what does it have to do with ribis? Ribis means I pay back 120. Here, I'm not paying back 120, I'm giving Hekdesh 120. So Tosis continues, the nira de osur, the choshuv ki ilu mekabel malve atzmo. That when I make this deal, I'm going to give you 100 and you pay 120, it's as though you gave me the 120 and then I gave it to Hekdesh. Where does Tosa see that? Kumo tein mono leploni ve'ekadesh anilach, the mekudeshet midin arev, the choshuv ki'ilu kibla mimenu. The Tosa says this is how the world of Kedushin works. When a woman says to a man, give $100 to Ploni and I'll marry you, what the process is, it's as though the $100 went from the man, the suitor, to the woman, and from the woman to Ploni. And therefore, she is mekudeshet, not like the Rambam says, with the hana'a that she is considered to be a... an individual on whose word money goes from here to here to here to here, but rather she's mukudesha because she got $100. She got $100, and then she gave that $100 to Ploni. Namely, it's as though the money went through her. That any time we have a situation where I tell someone, I'm going to give you something, and then I want you to give it to someone else, it's as though it went to party A, and then to party B. It comes around full circle. And that's how Arev works, according to Tosfos. Namely, that if I go to the bank and tell the bank, I want you to give someone $40,000 and I'll sign that it'll be paid, the bank says, sure, we're giving you the $40,000 and then you give it to so-and-so, and therefore if he doesn't pay back, we come to you because we lent the money to you. Namely, the Arev is really Lova number one. The Arev is really the prime Lova. And the fellow who's getting the money is like a secondary Lova. It's like in America with the subprime, right? It goes from party A to party B. Right? In other words, that really the Arev is the Lova. And that's why the Arev has to pay. Not because of his chayvus ba'alma, but rather because he is really borrowing the money. The Arev is considered to be a virtual borrower. He's a quasi-borrower. And therefore he pays. And therefore a woman is mekudeshet because it's as though she got the money and then handed it on to the third party. That's the way Tosus understands Arev. Namely, we have over here Machlokas Rishonim, what is the mechanics of Arev? According to the Rambam, we take the Gemara in Baba Basra, and if you want to call it face value, Bahu Hana'a Gamaru Meshabed Nafshe, the Arev never gets the loan. What the Arev does is he gets credit in the community, he gets credit by Shamayim for being a good guy. That hana'a serves as the basis of his ischaivus both to the bank, and that serves as the basis of the woman's ischaivus to marry this person because she's getting hana'a from him. But the money is being given to a lova. The money is being given to a third party. However, Tosus understands, no. That gemara has to be reinterpreted that the bahu hana'a turns the arev into a lova. It's as though the Arev is getting the money and then handing it on. That's why he's Meshabed Nafshe, because he's getting the money. And that's why the woman is Mekudeshet, Because it's as though she got the money, yes?
Within the impression of Ram, is there a problem that the Hanna, that the person that is healing is not quantifiable?
It's at least a Shavapruta. It's at least, all you require is a Shavapruta to Mekadesh Woman. You don't have to have, had you had to be Mekadesh Woman with a minimum amount of money, then you'd have a question whether this Hanna, you know, is that amount. But a Shavapruta's worth of Hanna, clearly we have over here. That's the assumption of Chazal. We have a Shavapruta according to the Rambam, yes? Nachon, would apply. Namely, the nafkamina between these two tracts of Arev would be as follows. Let's say we have a Jew, Mr. Goldman, and Mr. O'Toole asks the Jew for a loan. And the Jew lends the money to Mr. O'Toole, but he asks Mr. O'Toole, and he lends the money, of course, with ribis, which is muta, right? He's going to give Mr. O'Toole $1,000, and he wants back $1,100. That's muta from a goy, right? L'achicha lo tashich. You're allowed to ask for rebus for Mr. O'Toole. However, the problem is that Mr. Goldman wants Mr. O'Toole to give an arev. And Mr. Goldman and Mr. O'Toole says, I have an arev, Mr. Finkelstein. He'll be my arev. A Jew will be the arev on this loan of rebus. No, what do you say? Can a Jew be an arev on a loan that a Jew is giving to a goy beribus? This is telling this machlokes. If we say that the Arev is purely a mischayev because he gets covered of the community, that he's an Arev, so why not? In other words, he's not connected to the nature of the loan. Over here, he's mischayev because of Bahu Hana, the Kamehem and Legoma Mashabed Nafshe. But if we say it's as though the money was given to the Arev and then the Arev passes it on to the third party, so the Arev got $1,000 and the Arev is going to have to pay back $1,100. That's ribis from a Jew, Goldman to Finkelstein. That's ribis from a Jew to a Jew. That's us, sir. These are two deos. I know that, you know, it's, I'm nowhere an expert in the Perush of the Ravid on the Torah's Kohanim, but Rav Lichtenstein quotes it in a number of places. So in Parshas Bahar, in Parsha Hey, in the Torah's Kohanim, in the Sifra, there is a Perush of the Ravid. We have a Perush of the Rishonim, of the Ravid on the Torah's Kohanim. So over there, he brings these two deot. L'chora, these two deot are totally in the nature of Arev. Okay? Now let's get back to our sugya. We pointed out that when a person is mischayev via a shtar, when a person is kona something via a shtar, that shtar is a shtar kinyan, and therefore it has to belong to the person who is mischayev. Correct? That's din of sefer makne. A shtar with an arev on it, is that a shtar kinyan or is that a shtar raya? A shtar mecher, if I have a shtar which serves as a means of selling a field, that's a shtar kinyan. A shtar halva'a, we point out it according to most Rishonim, is a shtar raya. What creates the halva? The lending of the money creates the halva. The shtar is simply a shtar raya. If I were to ask, I have a shtar between me and the bank, that I'm going to be an arev on a loan. Is that a shtar kinyan or is that a shtar raya? Namely, a shtar that creates a debt, that's a shtar kinyan. A shtar that simply serves as a raya, as a proof of a debt, that's a shtar. A shtar that creates a debt, that's a shtar kinyan. A shtar that serves as a proof that there was a transaction, but the transaction took place via some other means, that's a shtar raya. I'm asking you, assuming a shtar mecher is a shtar kinyan, and assuming, like most Rishonim hold, a shtar halva is a shtar raya. What about a shtar between the arev and the bank? Is that a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya? It depends. It depends on which picture of arev we have. If we have the arev of the Rambam, that this arev is creating a hischayvus via the shtar, by signing this shtar, the arev now is mischayev to pay for money he never borrowed. That's a shtar kinyan. The shtar created a hischayvus. That's what the Rambam says. Harehu kamo arev. Anytime I say that I owe Eitan $100 and I write it down in a shtar, that's a shtar kinyan. That is mechayev me. But if we say it's as though the Ariv got the money and passed it on, the Ariv is like a lova, he's chayev because he really borrowed the money, then the shtar over here is simply a proof that there was a loan. That's a shtar raya. Now come back to our Gemara. Why does our Gemara give the example? Elam Arav ha'ocha Ariv ha'yotzei achar shti kiyum shtaros govem minachasim minachari. Why does the Gemara want to bring a raya dafka from a case where there already was a loan, and now this Ariv is coming after the loan in order to sign a guarantee? That we see over here that the Kanared is a process of Hakna from the Malva to the Ariv, etc. Why does the Gemara give specifically this case of Ariv and not a normal case of Ariv? Well, we just said, a normal case of Ariv could be a Shtar Raya. But an Ariv Hayotzi Achar Chisum Shtaros, an Ariv who's coming after the money was already lent, clearly that's a hischayvus which is created yesh me'ayim. Namely, we're dealing over here, when the money wasn't yet lent, you can say, maybe the Ariv is mischayev yesh me'ayim, or maybe it's as though he's borrowing the money and then handing over to the third party. There we have a question, what's the nature of the shtar? But an Ariv Hayotzi Achar Chisum Shtaros is clearly a shtar kinyan. He's clearly mischayev yesh me'ayim, the loan was already given. This is, according to everyone, a shtar makna. So maybe the Gemara gave this example because this example, there's no question that we have over here a shtar makna. Had the Gemara given a case of a normal Arev who signs his guarantee before the money is lent to the lova, that's the way normally mortgages go, before they're going to give money to the lova, they have to bring all the Arevim, the Arevim have to sign, then that's a machlokis between the Rambam and Tosos. How exactly does that work? But the Arev Hayotzei Achar Kitum Shtaros, according to everyone, such an Arev certainly is a separate Ischaivus. Namely, if we would have had the case where Mr. Goldman lent money with Ribis to Mr. O'Toole and already gave the money, and then he says, you know, but because that I want an Arev, and Mr. Finkel says, I'll be an Arev, that's clearly a new Ischaivus. That has nothing to do with the Ribis. Mr. Finkelstein is Mischaiv to pay $1,100 if O'Toole defaults. That's a pure hischayivus. It has nothing to do with ribis. Our whole question, the 2 days in the Ravid, is where Mr. Goldman made a condition to Mr. O'Toole. Only if Finkelstein will be an Arev, then I'm going to give you the money. Maybe that's a separate hischayivus. Maybe that's as though the money went via Finkelstein to O'Toole. Okay, so we have over here then, could be, I'm just using this as a cardum lachporbo. Just to give you a little background in the world of Arev, but it could be that this case was chosen specifically because here there's no question. Here we have a shtar, we have a case of hischayvus, we have a shtar kinyan, and therefore we have to assume that there was a hakna'ah back and forth between the malva and the Arev. Okay. Rav Ashi, whoever rejects this as a raya to our woman, you can't bring a proof from a man who we assume, if he's involved in business, he knows Chol Shem Mishpat. And a woman who's not involved in business, who says she knows Chol Shem Mishpat, she just knows how to get married. But here she's getting divorced, and this divorce has halachos maybe she's unaware of. Elo Amar Rav Ashi mehacha. We have a Mishnah. We're here. We're searching the whole world. It's like, you know, the story of the shul in Krakow. You know, it's a person searches around the whole world for his treasure, and finally it's under his own tanur. So if we just move two more dapim. Just a daf kaf beis and medbeis. Here we have the answer. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ha'isha koseves es gita, v'ha'ish koseves shovro, shein kiyum haget ela b'chosamav." We see over here that a woman can write the get. How can a woman write the get? The get has to belong to the husband. So Rashi and the Mishnah says, "Umaknaso lebal v'choser u'mosher lo l'gerushim." It must be that there is a kinyan. So since a woman writes her get, we assume there's a kinyan. If the husband takes this tavla that belongs to the wife, her pidyon haventre, and writes the get on it, we assume that he was makna. Right? In other words, it's obvious. That's the way Rashi over here learns as well. Rashi says, "Aisha koseves es gita umekanya le labal v'yovlem niyale huadin tosfos rid alma isha koseves gita b'niyar shelo v'nosna labal v'abal machti maso v'nosna lo megar sheba." So we see even a woman knows how to be makna. That's what Chavrut the Gemara is saying. That's what Gemara is saying according to all Rishonim except for one. Listen to the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Dalet, Halacha Hey. Haya haget chakuk al hatavla. This is our case, right? This woman has a pidyon haben trei ha'edim edim alav v'hu yotzei mitachas yad. This was known to be the woman's trei, and it gets written on this trei. Af al pi shehem uchzakin betavla shehi shela harezo migureshes shehaisha atzma koseves esgita she'ein kiyum haget ela bechosamav im ein sham edim esira. We would have expected the Rambam to say, Shehoisha koseves es gita, ve makna la ba'al, ve habal chozer makna la. That's the main thing. The whole point over here is that we have a kinyan from the isha to the ba'al, and from the ba'al to the isha. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, She'en kiyum haget ela b'chosamav, im ein sham ede mesira. The Rambam brings this back to the Machlokas, Rav Elazar and Rav Meir, Eidei Chasima Karate, Eidei Mesira Karate. Rambam says, even though I paskin like Rav Elazar, that Eidei Mesira Karate, but if there aren't Eidei Mesira, I agree, even according to Rav Elazar, that Eidei Chasima work. So, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? So what if Eidei Chasima work instead of Eidei Mesira? That's not our issue. Our issue was whether this get ever belonged to the husband. The get has to belong to the husband. And the woman has to be machne to the husband. And the woman is immaculate to the husband. I mean, look at the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah on Daf Kaf Beis Amud Beis. Hakok sherim lichtov es haget afil chere shota v'kata. So far, so good. Okay? Why is that? The Gemara will talk about it. But that's Reisha of the Mishnah. Next. Ha'isha koseves es gita v'ish kosev es shofro she'en kiyum haget ele b'chosamav. What is this last line over here? Ein kiyum haget ela b'chosamav. What does that mean according to 99.9% of the Rishonim? She'en kiyum haget ela b'chosamav. Ha'isha koseves esgita v'ish kosev eshovro. Rashi says, Ha'isha koseves esgita u'machnaso leba'al v'chozer moslo legerushim. V'ish kosev eshovro shover pirong suvash isha hayel l'chosvo l'mosro lo liyoso l'araya. The husband can write it and yimakne it to her. She'en kiyum haget ela b'chosamav. What does that last line mean? She'en kiyum haget ela b'chosamav. What's pshat in the Mishnah? Look in Rashi and Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph, the second line of Rashi. Rashi says that our Mishnahs like Rav Elazar deboy iksiva lishma the sefer dekamar in kiyum haget ela b'chosam of hainu edim esira rov gitin nimsam lifnei hachosmin hametzias hakoi lo areisha. It's not going back to explain the ksiva of the chere shote v'katan, but rather ha'isha koseves es gita, because the get only takes effect when it is signed and handed over, and so the woman has time to give it to the husband, and before it's signed and handed over. Namely, that this simply gives us a window of opportunity. Ein kiyum haget ela b'chosamav. This means that the get is not valid until it's signed by the Eidim Mesira, because generally the Eidim Mesira are the ones who sign it, Minei Tikkun HaOlam, and before they sign it, the woman has a chance to give it to the husband, and he'll give it back to her. That's all. It's simply a window of opportunity. But the Rambam doesn't take it as a window of opportunity. The Rambam takes she'en kiyum haget ela b'chosamav as the reason for ha'isha koseves es gita. Namely, that in our Gemara, when our Gemara says Elo, Amar Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar is changing tracks. Up to now, the Gemara thought, why is the get rid on the tavla kosher? Because the woman knows to be makna it. No. The reason it's kosher is because ha'isha kosevus es gitosh ein kiyum haget elo b'chosamav. There's no need for a kinyan. What do you mean? There's no need for a kinyan. Ein kiyum haget elo b'chosamav. Again, that's what the Rambam says. Chokak haget al hatavla. It's harezu megureshi shoyisha atma kosevus es gita. Shein kiyum haget elo b'chosamav ein sham edim mesira. Not like Rashi that the edim chasima are the edim mesira. The Rambam is telling us that why can we have a woman writing a get? We can have a woman writing a get if it will be signed by Eidei Chasima, when there are no Eidei Mesira. When there are Eidei Mesira, a woman can't write her get. But if there are Eidei Chasima, a woman can write her get. What's going on here? Just simply, we've learned in Gittin all year. This is like almost next to the last year of the year. What's going on here? We begin with this question of Eidei Chasima and Mesira. The Chora, I think it's a shot in the Rambam. The Rambam is telling us, look, I paskin like Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says, Eidei Mesira Karkli. What does Rav Elazar do with Eidei Chasima? How does he relate to Eidei Chasima? If you recall, we saw a whole Machlokes Rishonim. And the day of the Gaonim and the Rif was Eidei Mesira Karkli means you have choices. Either we use Eidei Mesira, or we use Eidei Chasima. We have two tracks. We have two options. The Torah says, because of the Sefer Chrisus V'nasan V'yada, right? What does the words because of La mean? According to Rav Elazar, the words because of La could mean the husband, from our Shehaval Kotev. And the get is handed over in front of Eidei Mesira. That or, another track, the word vikasa could mean that we have over here, the Eidei Chasima, they're the ones that create the get. We have these two alternatives, we have these two tracks. That's the way the Rif wanted to learn. Come to the Rambam and says, when do you need that the get belong to the husband? Which track requires that the get belong to the husband? If the word v'kasa v'loa means the husband writes it, and then it's handed over in front of Eidei Mesira, and then the husband has to write it. And if it belongs to the woman has to be makna to the husband v'chula. However, there's another meaning of v'kasa v'loa. V'kasa v'loa means v'chasa v'loa. That all of the dinim of the get, lushma, and the lack of mechubar, and the sefer makna, that's all on the chasima. That's all in the level of the chasima. But the ksiva could be anyone can write it. In other words, v'kasa v'loa doesn't mean that the husband has to write it. It means that it has to be signed. And all of the dinim apply to the signing. That's the shita of Rav Meir. According to the Rif, Rav Elazar has these two tracks. When you have Eidei Mesira, you have Eidei Mesira. When you have Eidei Chasima, you have Eidei Chasima. So comes along the Rambam and says, Ha'isha shekoteves es git, a woman can write her get. She'ein kiyum haget elo b'chosamav em ein sham edei mesira. When there are edei mesira, then the husband has to write the get. And if this get belonged to the woman, then who says that she was ever maknet to the husband? Maybe she wasn't maknet, then it's not a good get. But if we have a get which is signed, namely we have edei chasima, that doesn't require the kasa avla of the baal. It doesn't require the kasa avla of the baal. And therefore it works. Namely, what Rav Ashi did was he said, look, we can't prove that the woman's makna to the husband. A zaken is makna. A gever, a gavra is makna. Who says a woman is makna to her husband? But we have another track. We have a track of ha'isha kosevis is gita, she'en kiyum haget ela b'chosamav. The whole question of the Gemara was according to Rav Elazar, assuming that the kosevla means the husband has to write it. If he has to write it, it has to be his. But that's on the track of Eidei Mesira. But we have a track of Ein Eidei Mesira, we have a track of Eidei Chasima. And there's no need that it belonged to the... We don't care about the Ksiva. The Ksiva is not the main thing. The main thing is the Chasima. All the dinim of the Pasuk, Vah, and Vekasav, right? And you shouldn't have Mechubar. All this applies to the Chasima, not to the Ksiva. That's what it appears from the Rambam. It's very, very, very powerful, very Mechudish. No one else learns this way. But the Rambam doesn't say anything at all about Haknah. He leaves out Hafnoah totally. According to all the other Rishonim, that's the Iker of the Gemara. The Rav Ashi is proving from the words that Isha Kotev is Gita, and the Sefer of the Mishnah, Shein Kiyum Aged Ela B'Chosamav, that simply gives the window of opportunity for the woman to be Machnet. But the Rambam leaves that out. And he says the main thing is, Ein Kiyum Aged Ela B'Chosamav, when they're in the way to Masira. Namely, that we have a track of Edei Chasima. In the track of Edei Chasima, there is no need for the Bailus of the husband. Yes? So here Shmuley asked the $64,000 question. That the Rambam over here would be fine if all he has is the Kosa. But then the Pasuk continues, Menasan V'yada. Namely, forget about the Kosa. Let's say that the husband doesn't have the right to give. But we have a din of Menasan. He has to give the woman the get from him. Right? We have two reasons for why the husband has to own the get. A, because of the kosav, and B, because of the nasan. What happened to the nasan in the Rambam's in the Rambam's understanding of the sugya? I have no idea. In the back of the Frankel Rambam, it gives over here three mar makomos why the Rambam left out the reason of the Gemara, of Hafnuyakne, but there's a Divrei Malkiel, and there are three svarim that I don't have. And so I don't know. I don't know what how anyone else learned the Rambam. I have to look into the... What?
Maybe like the Gemara before Kami, then Sidiya Shalakuta or something like that.
I don't know what happened to the Vinasan law. Very, very strange. Maybe. The Gemara the Rambam doesn't mention it black and white anywhere. In other words, this requirement that it belong to the husband. But why not? The Rambam brings all of this in terms of the sugya of Ein Kos Finis Aged El B'Davashi Rishumo Omed, and then Hayach Chokokal Yad Avdo B'Ksovas Ka'aka, and then he moves over into the Tavla. I mean, according to the order of the Gemara, he brings the cases. But Lechor, over here, the Gemara is dealing with a whole different world of a requirement of the Nasan. Don't know. She'ein kiyum haget ela b'chosamav im ein sham edi masira. Okay, I'm just pointing out, I don't know. In other words, part way, I think we can understand it, but to understand it fully, I don't know. So, let's continue in the Gemara. Amar Rava, kasav laget v'nosno v'yad avdo, this is the eved of the husband, and then kasav lashtar matana alav, he's makne the eved to his wife, and the eved is holding on to the get, kinasahu, the woman is kona the get, the eved, umiskareshes bo. And, bevat achat, this is what Rashi explains, kinasasa le'eved bishtar matanazo, the get shebiyado, the havile hai eved kechatsera, the gita vechatsera, ba'ula ke'echad. That we have over here, two in one. She gets the eved, and she gets the get. And we don't say koma she kona evet kona rabo because we have over here this, in other words, the get comes along with the evet that breaks the tie between the two of them, and she's mugureshet with this act. The Gemara goes on to the technicalities of do we really compare an evet to a chatzer? Okay, let's just assume that we compare an evet to a chatzer. Is this so pashut? Is this so pashut? Let's say, for example, let's take a classic case that a husband had a chatzer. He gives the woman a shtar that this chatzer is hers. And then he throws the get into the chatzer. So we have a din that a chatzer mitam yada isra'boy, it's an extension of her. So it's like he threw the get into her hand. But over here, it's not what he did. What he did over here was, first he put the get into the chatzer, and then he gave the chatzer to his wife. We have a rule that if a person puts a get on the ground and tells a woman, Tli gitech me'al gabe karka, she's not megureshet. There has to be, as Shmuley pointed out, a venosan. There has to be a transfer, a handing over. And over here, the chora, the get is on the ground. In other words, yes?
It's his ground.
Yes.
So it's his yad as well. So he's just giving over his yad to her yad, and in the process, the yad's changing.
So look, this what Shmuel is 100% correct. Look, on Tosfos enough Ayin Zayin Amadeis. This is what Tosfos points out. Tosfos says it black on white. You just have to understand it. Tosfos says this is little Tosfos. Teizal ihi v'teichud v'tiftach. The case in the Gemara was we had a shchimira who decided he wanted to divorce his wife that she shouldn't require yibum. So on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, he had a get written to his for his wife. He didn't give it to her yet. Shabbos, he feels like he's dying. He didn't give her the get yet. So they run to Rav and say, what do we do? He didn't give the get. The get is still on his table. So they say that she should quickly make a kinyan on the house, and then the get will belong to her. In other words, that she should slam the door, she should open the door, she should make a kinyan on the house, and the get will belong to her, he's still alive, she'll be megureshet. Tosa says, the last four lines of Tosos, V'lo have kumo tri gitech mi'al gabei karka. He's not giving her the get's on the table. Isn't this the problem of tri gitech mi'al gabei karka? The kevon shehaget bo mi reshus haba'al li reshusa have ki'ilu nasnala. We have two tracks of Nesina. One track of Nesina is physically giving the get miyad liyad. He takes the get in his hand and he puts it in her hand. Then we have a second track of Nesina, and that is if the get is in his property and he's makne his property to her, it's as though he's giving the get from his hand to her hand. That's what Tosfos is saying. This is exactly what Shmuel pointed out, right? That since he puts the get into his chatzer, then he transfers the chatzer to her, it's like it's going from his hand to her hand. Since he puts the get into the hand of his eved, then he transfers the eved to her, it's like it's going from his hand to her hand. Namely, there are two ways of being no saying a get. Either you can take the cheftz of the get, the physical cheftz, and transfer it from his hand to her hand, or you can transfer his hand to her hand. We don't transfer the get, we transfer the hand. We transfer the yad. By transferring my hand to your hand, that is the equivalent of giving the get. Maybe put it a little differently. Let's say that we were to have a woman who had one arm, and she was a candidate for a transplant of an arm. Who did that arm belong to? The husband. And we say, we want to transplant the husband's arm onto the woman. And the husband puts a get into his arm. They take it off the husband, and they sew it onto the woman. So they're saying, she's now megureshet, because his hand became her hand. Even though the get didn't move, right? It's not a trigitigma karka because the hand was transferred. That's the way Reb Chaim understands, Reb Chaim Piyashmua understands this Gemara. I asked you to look at Reb Chaim Piyashmua because there was a maisa in Brisk. What was the maisa in Brisk? A husband took a get and put it into an envelope, put the envelope on the table, and told the woman, pick up the envelope, and the get is yours. She picked up the envelope and left the bezdin. There was a dayan who was there in the bezdin who says, this is no good. This is tri gitech me'al gabi karka. There wasn't a transfer of the get from him to her. He put the get on the table and told her to pick up the get. That's tri gitech me'al gabi karka. That's no good. The case came in front of Reb Chaim, and he had a havamina and a maskana. The havamina was, this is our Gemara. This is our Gemara of putting the get into the hand of an eved, and then transferring the eved to her. Putting the get into a chatzer, and transferring the chatzer to her. What is the equivalent of the eved and the chatzer in the case in Brisk? The envelope. The envelope is the chatzer. He put the get into his envelope, and then he transferred the envelope to her. So just as according to the Gemara it works, right, in the second track, from hand to hand, in other words, that the envelope is going from him to her. So it's like the chotcha is going from him to her, and the get's in the chotcha. That's not trigitech me'al gabei karka. So also over here, in the case of the envelope, it's not trigitech me'al gabei karka. That's where Rav Chaim's havamina was. Yes?
The envelope is metabolic. It's not...
Yes? But, in other words, I understand what you're saying, but why should that make a difference? In other words, the envelope over here, in the havamina of the Gemara, and the havamina of Rav Chaim, is like the extension. In other words, it's an area in which the get is found. Might ask even if it's a chatzer or an eved or an envelope. In other words, the get is being transferred by her making a kinyan on the chatzer, making a kinyan on the eved, or making a kinyan on the envelope. She's picking up the envelope. So should that be considered to be miyad liyad? Had the get been on the table and she picked up the get, that's tri gitech miyagavei karaka. But our Gemara says that we have another track. We have a track of transferring an extension of the husband to an extension of the woman. My nafkamina, if this extension is a chatzer, an eved, or an envelope. That's what Reb Chaim's havamina was. Then Reb Chaim's maskana was, no. That this is still tri gitech me'al gabei karka. The only difference is that here we have a chatzitza between the get and her hand, namely the envelope. But the envelope is not the chatzer, the envelope is not the eved. Because in the case of the chatzer and the eved, the woman never makes a kinyan on the get. The woman makes a kinyan on the chatzer. She makes a kinyan on the eved. Here, she's making a kinyan on the get. She's not making a kinyan on the chatzer. This is part of, in order that when she's picking it up, forget about the envelope, she's picking up the get as well. So we're using, in other words, you can't cross breed. In other words, you can't have a husband giving a chatzer and a woman making a kinyan on the get. It's either the husband gives a get and the woman makes a kinyan on the get, that's been classic benasan, or the husband gives his chatzer and the woman makes a kinyan on the chatzer. That's the chiddush over here of Rava, of yad to yad, of chatzer to chatzer, of eved to, you know, words, eved of ploni to eved of plonis. Masha'en came, the moment the woman picks up the get, I mean, she's planning on making a kinyan on the get. So then, the fact that the husband thought of it as the envelope, that won't work. Anyway, so in the end, she was not Megureshet, right? Everyone was brought back to Beis Din, and the husband had to hand the envelope directly to her. But
he said, no, we granted the envelope, and then we'll use the envelope as the
chatzer. That's what Reb Chaim's Havamina was. And the maskana was that there's no way of her being kona the envelope without also, in that same act, being kona the get in a direct manner. In other words, not as opposed to making a kinyan on the house, and then the get comes to her automatically, right? Or making a kinyan on the eved, and the get comes to her automatically. Here she's making a kinyan on the...
Is this the difference as was said between metabolism and between the tractor?
Could be. It's unclear. Any case, that's the case of Maisa Bebriskin. Rav Schechter's notes on in Gittin, he has a case a little different, but in the Chaim Pia Shmua, that's the... You know, there was a different traditions exactly how the case worked. Whether the husband handed her the envelope or whether the husband put the envelope on the table. Okay. In any case, that has nothing to do with our sugya. That's all I wanted to point out. So, we can continue a little more. You saw the next Gemara of Kofus and Air? Some of you saw it? Anyone see it? Okay. So, the Gemara over here assumed that we have over here a Nasina, but the question is, do we have a Chatzer? Is an Eved really a Chatzer? V'amai Chatzer Mahalechasi, V'chatzer Mahaleches Lo Kana, V'chitema Ba'omed, the Eved was standing still, standing at attention, Amar Rava Kol Ki'ilu Mahalech Lo Kana, Omed V'yoshev Lo Kana. The Eved has the ability of mobility. That ability to be mobile means we don't have over here a Chatzer. A Chatzer has to be Lo Naidi. A Chatzer has to be something which is firm, which is unmoving. V'hilchasa b'kafus. Now we're dealing with an eved who's chained. The eved is handcuffed. He's foot cuffed. He can't move. The eved is kafut. And therefore, he is a temporary chatzer, and then the woman is kona the get, gita ve chatzera ba'im la ka'achas. Comes along Tosus and points out that our Gemara appears to be a shorthand. Namely, that there are two issues. One issue is you need a chatzer. A second is you need a chatzer ha-mishtameret l'daita. Those who learn Baba Metzia, we have mishnayos about svirats, etc. It's not enough just to have a chatzer. The chatzer has to be mishtamer. It has to be under her control. And therefore, the Gemara says over there, we need another condition, that the Eved can't be awake. The Eved has to be sleeping. As long as the Eved is awake, then the Eved is in charge of his own life. Adaita de nafshei ka'avid. The Eved has to be sleeping in order to make this Eved mishtamer l'daita. So Tosus over here quotes the Behag that our Gemara is a shorthand. V'chein pasku bebal halachos gedolos, de kofus v'yoshein v'inan. We need this Eved both have a sleeping pill and handcuffs. When the Eved is sleeping and handcuffs, then it's good. He has to be handcuffed that it shouldn't be a chatzer ma'aleches. He has to be sleeping that it shouldn't be adaita de nafshei, that it should be mishtamer l'adaita. You need A and B. That's the way Tosus learns. That's what you see over there. There's another sugya on daf ayin ches. There are two issues. There's an issue, do we have a chatzer? And do we have a chatzer ha-mishtamer l'adaita? Each of these issues has a different solution. In order for you to be mishtamer l'adaita, it appears kafus is not enough. You need that he be sleeping, that he be knocked out. And in terms of being a chatzer, not being mahalachas, for that sleeping is not enough. Because sleeping, in other words, kol she ilu mahalech lokana omed yoshev yoshein lokana. For that you need kafus. Kafus and yoshein, these are two requirements. This is fine according to the Behag and Tosfos and L'chora. You know, that's what you put the two sugyas together. One and one is equal to two. However, the Rambam doesn't learn this way. If you look in the Rambam over here, in Perakei Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam says as follows. Nosan get biyad avda. Vehu ne'or, vehi mishamarto. Okay, we're dealing with an Eved who is awake. And the woman's looking after the Eved. Im haya kafus, hare ze get. Uki'ilu higia l'chatzeira shehi omedet bitzida. If he's handcuffed, even though he's awake, that's a get. That's not according to the Behag. Behag says we need two conditions, kafus and yashin. Rambam says, no, even if he's heir, if he's kafus, harei ze get. That's A. Then Rambam continues, v'yim eino kafus, eino get. Nasan, if he's awake and kafus, he's not a get. Nasan v'yad ha'eved v'hu yashen v'hi mishamarto. What if he's sleeping and not kafut? So Rambam says, harei ze pasul. That's only no good midrabanan. If he's sleeping and kafus, then harei ze megureshet. Namely, the Rambam disagrees with the Behag on two planes. The Behag says, if we have an Eved who is either awake or unhandcuffed, we don't have a get. You need a chatzer and a chatzer mishtameres. These are requirements midoraisa. If you don't have A and B, then what we would have the get is batel, ain't no get. Says the Rambam, if we have kafus and air, it's a get which is valid midoraisa and drabana. If we have yoshin without kafus, it's a get which is valid midoraisa, only no good midrabana. Namely, the Rambam disagrees on two points. Then, to top all this off, we have a third Rambam. What if we have a woman whose eved is both awake and unhandcuffed, and the get is given to that eved? The Rambam says, Kosav get v'nasna biyad avdo v'kosav shtar matana alav. So the halacha is, according to the Rambam, im eino kafus v'ne'or, he's not handcuffed and he's awake, then Kansa ha'eved eina megureshet ad sheyagia haget liyada. Then, in that case, she is not megureshet immediately, because we don't have a chatzer, and it's not mishtamer, but when it gets to her hands, then she's megureshet. Where's the nesina? In other words, the Baal put the get in the middle of nowhere. He put it in on a chatzer mahaleches who's eino mishtamer. That's not a nesina. We say, but when the woman picks it up from the Eved, then she's Megureshet. What's going on over here? And we have three difficult psakim in the Rambam, one after another after another. So we'll stop over here. I'd like you to think about this Rambam. What is the machlokas between Tosfos and between the Bahag and the Rambam in terms of the nature of Kofus, the nature of Yoshein, the nature of Chotzer Mishtameres? And I sent you to a Rambam also in Hilchos Gzela Va'aveda, where the Rambam appears also to have different tracks in terms of the Tzvi, the Tzrutz. So we'll try and put that together next time. That, I didn't think I thought that we'd finish that already today, so I didn't put it on the next page of Gemara Makomos. But we'll continue in the Gemara. I'd like, if possible, to get to the Mishnah. We'll take it step by step. So first we'll do today's Sugya, finish today's Sugya, in terms of the Kofus and Yashen. Then if you pass these out, I have 1, 2, and 3. We'll take it step by step. One is the sugya of Ola Shel Zayis and the sugya of Ketzitza. Then 2 is the sugya of Sefer. The sugya at the bottom of the page of Kaf Aleph and Aleph. Machok Shina Baye Varava. Then 2 is Ola Shel Zayis. 3, I don't think we're going to get to, is Rav Yossi until the Mishnah. I'm assuming we still have 2 shiurim, one on this Wednesday and one next Sunday. Okay? So we'll... Okay, there's one page. Let's say that. We'll continue Bli Neder on Yom Rivi.